On Tuesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio will testify about the budget before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where he used to be a member. He's likely to hear concern from his former colleagues, at least from Democrats, about the fate of America's soft power. The Trump administration has dismantled the U.S. Agency for International Development and is making dramatic changes at the State Department, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has been surprised by the way Rubio is running the State Department.
Yeah, I've been disappointed.
At a recent roundtable with reporters, Jean Shaheen talked about the drastic cuts in foreign aid programs and her conversations with former recipients in Poland and Ukraine who tell her they've lost faith in America.
I mean, you don't repair that just by turning the money back on. We have lost years of relationships, of trust in America.
Secretary Rubio has consistently said the U.S. will continue to carry out life-saving aid programs around the world, though without a specialized aid agency. USAID is now being folded into the State Department to be more aligned, he says, with the Trump administration's foreign policy goals. Republicans on the committee have backed the changes he's making, but Hawaii Democrat Brian Schott says this could have been done in a more thoughtful, bipartisan way.
So what I need and what everybody needs is Marco Rubio, from all of his career up until about 120 days ago, to reemerge, reassert himself, and save the enterprise.
Senator Schott told an audience at the Council on Foreign Relations that he's not sure if this is a, quote, requiem or recess of America's leadership in the world. Shaheen, a Democrat from New Hampshire, says too much damage has been done, at least to America's aid efforts around the world.
I think a lot of it's gone, and it's not coming back anytime soon. And I think it undermines our national security. It undermines our position in the world. And ultimately, it makes Americans less safe.
The last time Rubio was before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was for his nomination hearing in January, where he hinted at big reforms, but also praised career Foreign Service officers.
My entire service on this committee, which spans 14 years, we always had fellows from the Department of State, I believe all of whom are still in the service of our country. And I intend, because I know them and I've worked with them, to utilize their skill sets in the department.
So far, the Trump administration has not nominated any career ambassadors, and Rubio is cutting staff by 15%. Just last week, the junior officer put in charge of personnel alarmed career diplomats by canceling promotion boards. The State Department says it's just picking the boards in a new way, not upending a system that is written in law. But Eric Rubin, who used to run the department's union, says Rubio seems to be driving career officials out.
It would take a serious biographer or a psychiatrist to explain why he's turned his back on so much of his previous career and his previous views, but right now he's all in.
Rubio is also in a far more influential position in the Trump administration, serving not just as Secretary of State, but also National Security Advisor, so he's likely to face many more questions about policy on Gaza, Ukraine, and China than on budget cuts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.